Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from gorgeous Park City, Utah.
Today, Jill and I talk about the Land Academy Continuing Education Program Explained.
What? What did you say?
We spent 6 months asking Land Academy members and just everybody what more they want. How can they be more successful? We know a substantial number of you are doing great. What can we do better? Do you need us do you need to be more educated? Do you need another program? What do you need? And they all said, or the vast majority of people said, we need some form of continuing education in the form of, we need to stay motivated.
Keeping us on track.
We need to know how to utilize the MLS better. We need
Where I should be right now today.
Yeah, we need a consistent, long-term, module after module. Hey, Steve, you're always talking about these new ways to look at data. Can we have a class on it? Or can we get together in a small group, put some stuff to ask you questions and get your attention, maybe 6 or 8 of us or 10 of us? So Jill and I will talk about that in a second. And I can't wait because I didn't realize it, but I'd like to teach.
I know you do.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
And you're great at it.
Thank you, Jill.
Kathy wrote.
Jill's in vacation mode.
I am.
She's
this
happy.
Is fun. Kathy wrote, hi, we are considering buying a 9-acre property that has a narrow frontage on a curve. Because of the curve, there's a guardrail. Hope that's not right in front of the property. This is interesting. Not sure how this would be addressed for road access. That answers my question. Would the county take down some of the guardrail, or would we have to request access from a neighbor? The county office is hard to get a hold of, but wondering if anyone else has had this issue. Thanks, Kathy.
May I?
Go right ahead.
What?
Wait, I'm sorry. Guardrail, curve, slope. Uh-oh. That's my train of thought there.
Jill and I, late last year, purchased a commercial piece of property in Ohio for like 10% of what it was listed. It was listed for a while. It came off the market. We gave them an outrageous offer. It was a deal funding deal that came in from another member. They accepted our offer because of life circumstances. It had every single thing you're talking about. We made $250,000 on it. Here's why. We checked with, and it's a commercial piece of real estate that was zoned for
hotel, motel,
hospitality. And so it had all these things, and I had the same exact concerns, almost in this order that you have them. And we found out through talking to the right people and talking to the person who's going to eventually bought it from us that's how they've gotten over it in the past. And so none of this scares me. None of it.
Can I share?
No. Yeah. Okay.
One of the things that we did that was really perfect for you, Kathy, right now, you do want to find out for sure from the county what the end result is. And then call number 2 and 3 and 4 are to 3 different brokers getting opinions, because that's what helped us in that transaction too. Once we figured out what was possible, then we had to talk to a couple of brokers and go, do you have people for this type of a thing? We all know now what they need to do. Will they do it? And we had 2 guys. If you call 3, hopefully 2 will come in. And this, I don't know if this is commercial or not, but in the commercial space, good brokers, they'll type up something and they'll email it to you in the form, like in a presentation showing, you know, Amazon bought this and who bought this and, you know, traffic counts and why they think they can justify what they can sell it for. So it really makes you feel good. Or it'll make you feel bad, depending on what they come back with. And
either
that's
going to
help you
make
a decision.
Know. Jill nailed it. Either way, you need to know. You have to get the answers to these questions to the point where you're satisfied to do the acquisition. One of the things that I look at on every deal is what's going on either side of that property or in the immediate area.
Right.
You know, if it's all in a flood zone, but there's a McDonald's there in a flood zone, and it's in the same flood zone that you, then they found a way to overcome it. So there's stuff that can get you comfortable with doing the deal. Mm-hmm. If there's not a structure in sight and there's guardrail everywhere, just go the other way. Don't do the deal. So, but I can only tell you what makes me comfortable. in situations like this, in guardrail property, especially in a commercial situation, it all has to get regraded anyway to be developed.
Right.
And so in that grading process, you know, if it, hopefully it's dry, they're going to figure out it's got a guardrail because there's something happening at the edge of that
property.
There's
a drop off.
Yeah. So, and usually it's drainage. And in some more severe cases, it's you know,
side of a mountain.
Yeah. And that, if it's the side of a mountain, just don't buy it.
Yeah.
If it's regular grading issues that need to, drainage issues that the person on either side of you have solved, there's a good chance you're going to solve it too.
Correct.
There's always a risk in this. That's why this is kind of a game. There's always a risk. Right. So you just need to make sure that it's within your risk threshold.
And you want to be, harder, you know what the thing is, Kathy?
Harder than said it.
You want to be, you need to be the pro on this property. You're going to have to spend some time on it because some of the best deals I have experienced and seen are when people dug in and got stuff done when everybody else walked. So I,
that's right.
So I don't want you to walk too soon. Don't spend too much time on it. See what's possible and make a decision.
Today's topic, Land Academy Continuing Education Explained. This is why you're listening.
So I just started a blog that I'm going to do in the next couple, I don't know, week or two. It's going to be finished. I have all the outline, but I haven't finished it. The title of my blog is the same as this. And it's the title is basically, after 1,000 or so consulting calls, I guess we need an accountability group. That's really where we are.
What she means is a lot of the same questions come up in these consulting calls.
Correct.
And that tells Jill and I that maybe we haven't been effectively instructing on these points because they keep coming up. So
it's the same thing that brought up Land Academy, though. That's the same reason we were overwhelmed with questions about how we do our business. So that's where Land Academy came from. Now we're overwhelmed with this, and that's where this is gonna lead to.
So imagine a situation where probably it'll end up being, I don't know exactly how we're going to roll it out, but it'll be once or twice a week or something like that where people can sign up for on a sheet or on a website. You know, Jill will announce, or staff will say, we're holding a session or an accountability scenario on Tuesday at 4 o'clock. The first 10 people that are there, it's first come, first served, first 10 people are welcome, and however that unfolds. And then the topics, as we develop through this, through our way through this, people can start to request topics. And so due diligence has always been a big one, so we'll go through that.
Picking a county.
You know, we've been doing this on Thursday at 3 o'clock for years and years and years, and it became consumed with, would you do this deal? Which is good. It's fun for us to do. People give us their deals. They have them come in. They ask our opinions. Sometimes we pull other people from the advanced group in. So it's a much more organized version of that, but without the deals. Like, let's all pick a county together. Here's, you know, so 10 people come. I hold the session. They've got a county, five or six counties that they think are a good idea. I put my 2 cents in and provide new ways, new technological ways, because those are how I pick a county is always changing. But how I picked the county when we did all the education programs is still stuck in that moment of time. So all these things need to be updated, and participation is good. I'm looking forward to it.
I see it too as it's going to be an addition to. It won't replace and we won't take away our weekly Thursday member calls. That's such a valuable resource for people to get quick questions right now from about anything. You know, bring it. I don't care what it is. But so these will be more focused groups. And like you had alluded to, where you should be in the process. You're 1 month in. You should have this done. If you're not, we're going to get you there. What's holding up and we'll get you there. And so on and so on and so on.
We have people in our group that hold consulting calls with us. Yeah. That they've been in our group for 2.5 years. They finally got their first mailer out. They're having some success with it. Now they have a bottleneck and they don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. It's all about addressing each individual person's bottleneck. You know, when I started out, I was deathly afraid of doing deeds. I don't know why. I just was. It would have been great to have this kind of group where I could log in and sit and hear from somebody who's done a lot of deeds, you know, that there's really nothing to be afraid of.
You know what's so great about that? You make a mistake. So what? They send it back. You fix it. You send it back again.
And that's it.
That's it.
It's like just like having children.
But people don't know that. That's a really good example, Stephen. People don't know that. And you're right. And there are other people that have little hangups like that. They need to hear it, know it, feel it, see examples, small intimate groups. I'm pretty excited.
Me too.
Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the Land Academy Show is called The Real Estate Data Dashboard for Land Investment. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
I can't wait for you to explain
data
what that is and what you're
changing.
Working on and what's coming.
We live in the greatest information age of all time ever in the history of the planet. And why shouldn't that translate to buying and selling real estate? Picture a dashboard that you could create for yourself buying and selling stock. There's such a tremendous amount of data that you can access buying and selling stock. I've never met anyone who buys and sells stocks that looks at a balance sheet. I personally look at a balance sheet on every single thing that we analyze. So there's stuff that matters to me and stuff that doesn't matter to other people. But all the information is available. On Amazon stock, you can get just about anything you can possibly imagine. It's getting like that with real estate. When you send out a mailer and you have 22 deals that come back, you should be able to look all this stuff up and say, yeah, I'm going to do this deal pretty quickly. To take it a step further, this is kind of the show.
I was going to say, I can't wait to hear about that tomorrow.
Right.
Do you want to?
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear about that tomorrow, and I can't wait to hear from you. So please like, comment, share, subscribe, everything on our YouTube channel. We appreciate that.
We are Stephen Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.